I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. We're here with Mia Made It. Mia, say what's up to everybody.
What's up, everybody?
All right, guys, we got another episode. We got another WWE Premium Live event. This week, this month, we are talking about the Elimination Chamber in Perth, Australia. This is live Saturday, February 24th at 5 a.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Pacific, streaming on Peacock in the United States and WWE Network everywhere else. Guys, we got a exciting Elimination Chamber. I don't know if you've seen it. I don't know if you've seen Triple H mention that this is going to be like a historic premium live event. Have you seen anything about that?
I haven't.
You haven't? I had read a report. I had seen a report. I can't remember where it is. I mean, where it was from, who wrote it. It could have been just like one of those that is just people talking and there's no source behind it. But they said that Triple H is promising like a pretty big event at the Elimination Chamber. Something big is going to happen. I don't know what, but
I don't something. Trust it.
Whether it's a return, whether it's a big championship change, whether it's a Kabuki Warriors, Rhea Ripley. Who else is fighting? Any championships?
No, that's all.
No, just those two? Okay. A lot of good matches to look forward to. I mean, Rhea Ripley and Nia Jax. We got the Grayson Waller effect with Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. We got the men's Elimination Chamber. Randy Orton, Drew McIntyre, Logan Paul, LA Knight, Bobby Lashley, and Kevin Owens. And we got the women's. We got Liv Morgan, Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, Tiffany Stratton, Raquel Gonzalez or Rodriguez. I don't know if you saw that Triple H called her Raquel Gonzalez at the Perth, Australia press conference.
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
You didn't
it.
See that either? Yeah, they said that he also called Rhea Ripley called Io Sky, Io Shirai.
Oh, no.
Which was her old name. So, yeah, we got Raquel, we got Tiffany Stratton, Bianca, Becky Lynch, Liv, and Naomi. And then, of course, the championship match between Mommy, Rhea Ripley, and Nia Jax. Mia, go ahead and run through those one more time. Let everybody know what we're going to talk about. And when you're done, we will start with the Grayson Waller effect featuring Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins.
Okay, so the first match is Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae versus the Kabuki Warriors, Io Sky and Kairi Sane for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships, the Grayson Waller effect with Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, the Men's Elimination Chambers match with Kevin Owens, Bobby Lashley, Randy Orton, Drew McIntyre, Logan Paul, and LA Knight, and the Women's Elimination Chamber match, Tiffany Stratton, Bianca Belair, Raquel Rodriguez, Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan, and Naomi. And then we have Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax for the Women's World Heavyweight Championship.
As I said, I mean, there's a lot of good matches to look forward to. I think one of the ones I'm looking forward to the most is outside of the men's Elimination Chamber match because of Logan Paul. Anytime Logan Paul is going to get in there, it's going to be, you know, it's something cool to watch because it's such an anomaly the way he got into the WWE. The fact that he's even in the WWE, I like it. I think it's cool. So every time he's there, I'm rooting for him. The match I'm looking forward to is Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax. I think that Nia Jax has been firmly reestablished as a dominant force. She is really the dominant force that she I always thought that she could be, but never saw her become. So seeing her actually become that dominant force is actually something that's pretty impressive to me. I didn't think she could do it, but hey, here we are. What match if any, are you looking forward to the most?
I think the women's elimination chamber match, because I've been thinking about it all week.
Is there anybody? Well, before we get into who we think is gonna win, let's talk about Grayson Waller, the Waller effect in Australia. Let's talk about Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare. Let's talk about Seth freaking Rollins. Who do you think? There is no winner here. I mean, what could happen there?
I don't even know.
What could happen on the Grayson? I mean, well, you saw Grayson Waller being talked to by Roman Reigns.
I think
on Friday Night SmackDown,
Grayson's gonna do something to kind of like sabotage this tag.
To plant a seed of doubt.
Yeah. Just to be able, or like try to get Seth not to trust Cody again.
Yeah, like, or Cody not to trust Seth, vice versa. That's gonna be something to watch out for, especially like I said, with that comment from Triple H talking about, you know, they are gonna try to do something and promise something big because of the time. You know, it's gonna be 5 a.m. in the United States. Are people gonna wake up and watch it? Are we gonna wake up and watch it? What do you think? Do you wanna wake up at 5?
I will.
Yeah. I mean we could.
I'll wake up at 5.
I don't mind waking up at 5. I mean, why not?
Anything for Grayson Waller.
I'll be up at 5 anyways, probably. So, we could wake up. You can come by at 4:45 a.m. We'll throw it on. I might be up at 4 a.m. That way I could watch the kickoff show.
If I fall asleep on the desk, you wake me up.
Somebody's going to fall asleep on the desk. Guys, it's 11 o'clock at night right now. We're putting in overtime. It is a Friday night. Friday?
Yeah, Friday night.
It's Friday night tonight, guys. 11 o'clock. We're recording right before the Elimination Chamber. But hey, this is what we do. You know what it is? It's Mia Made It. It's the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. And, you know, the newest and most exciting sports and entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. So, like we said, not very much to talk about with the Grayson Waller effect outside of the looming Roman Reigns conversation with Grayson Waller that is quote unquote for your ears only. So we didn't get to hear what was said. We can imagine, like we said, it's going to be planting seeds of doubt in one of their heads. Don't trust this person. Don't trust the other person. So there's not much to say left about that segment, right?
All that I know is that Grayson's going to get his big pop, and I'm here for it.
Grayson Waller, the Grayson Waller effect in Australia. If you don't know, Grayson Waller is from Australia, used to teach over there, right? He was a substitute teacher?
No, he was a history full-time teacher.
Full-time teacher. Okay, shout out Grayson Waller teaching the history of Australia to the youth of Australia. Good eye, mate. No, anyway, so next thing we're going to talk about, let's talk about probably the Kabuki Warriors, and let's talk about Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae. I mean, pretty open and closed, right? Shout out to Indy, though. She's from Australia, too?
Yeah.
Shout out to Indy. I like seeing the different wrestlers, like you said, get to wrestle in their hometown. Or in their home countries, in their homeland. So that's always something that's going to be cool. Sheamus is from Ireland, right?
Yeah.
Not Australia? Okay. So I was going to say, we haven't seen Sheamus in a long time. Man, what happened to him?
He's injured right now, but his contract's coming up. And people are like, oh my gosh, Sheamus is going to AEW. Guys, no dissing on AEW personally. I'm an AEW watcher. But not everybody that leaves the company goes to that company. That's the retirement home.
That's the retirement home for WWE superstars. Shout out to AEW. Shout out to Britt Baker. Shout out to Mercedes Money. I'll tell you what. Ooh, man, I would love to talk about Mercedes right now because I think my.
Put this aside.
I think my view on Mercedes has started to change just a little bit.
A little bit?
For the better.
Share.
Okay, the Kabuki Warriors and Indy Hartwell and Candice can wait. my view's changing from a negative view on her leaving the WWE this, guys, this is me not knowing why she left. Have no idea. At the end of the day, don't really care because I can't do anything about it. I just miss Sasha Banks. But if she comes back as Mercedes Money and she goes to AEW, I can imagine she's going to come back to WWE at the end of the day. But if she goes to AEW, and let's say that she changes the game in AEW. Let's say she becomes the biggest star on AEW. These are big what ifs. But if she does, if she makes a name, if she rejuvenates the company, if she makes as big a splash as people think she could, then you got to respect the fact that she went to another company, I mean to the second tier company and elevated it. And me, somebody who chooses Rumble over YouTube, somebody who is constantly choosing alternate avenues, I can't help but respect it in that sense, because how can I sit here and say that I will trailblaze in alternate, you know, arenas and not respect somebody that's doing the same? I would be a hypocrite. So I was very hurt. I was very hurt by Sasha leaving. Have not been okay since it happened. Life has been a little more gray, a little less blueprint. but at the end of the day, very salty about when she left. I can admit that, and I can say that.
Too.
Yeah, I was very salty. Didn't like it. But at the end of the day, if she does do it, I mean, it is like who said it? Roman Reigns said it. The B champion. You know what I mean? You could be the best number two out there, or you could be the best in the best. And I always thought that she should have come home and come and, you know, establish herself as who she could have been, Bianca Belair like. But, you know, if she goes and establishes the women's division in AEW, I'm all for that too. More TV time, hopefully.
I think if she goes to AEW and, like, they have her a title run, which most likely is going to be, like, the first thing that happens when she gets there, I want to see. It's probably going to just be her, like, Britt, big matches with Britt, or big matches with Saraya.
Saraya.
And then she'll, at the, like, one day she'll come back to WWE. She's just going to go do her stuff, like, in Japan and AEW, go make history wherever she wants, and then she'll come back and she'll have stuff to do.
Yeah, because I heard that she made a lot more money going to AEW than she did coming back to WWE, which, kudos to both companies. AEW was willing to pay what she wanted. WWE was willing to say, Sasha, we don't think you're worth what you're asking for compared to what we already have on the roster. Because if you look at the WWE women's division, it is filling up very fast.
It's stacked.
It's very stacked, and NXT has some very promising superstars. You got Cora Jade going to come to the roster eventually. You got Roxanne Perez. You got Alba Fire, who is kind of in a gimmick right now, but once she comes out of that gimmick, or even if they give them the championship and kind of push that gimmick, it could work. You know, you got different people like Chelsea Green. You got different people like
Tiffy.
You got, we're talking about Tiffy. I mean, but yeah, so we kind of went way off track. We're talking deep about Mercedes. Let's talk about the women's tag team championships. But before we do that, we have an apology to make.
Oh yeah,
we have an apology to make. So shout out to Wesley. Shout out to Camila. We have an apology to make. Mia, go ahead and take it away.
Camila, we're very sorry we interrupted your sleep with our very loud introduction music. I hope you're sleeping well at night now. And I hope you come back and listen to this and you forgive me for it. It wasn't my fault.
So the story basically was that she fell asleep listening to...
She fell asleep listening to some, like, noise to help her fall asleep. And
our podcast came on in the middle of the night, and I'm the dopest of the dopest. As everybody knows, it's a very powerful intro. It comes on very loud at the beginning of the podcast. If you're not prepared, especially if you're blackout asleep, I'm sorry. I apologize. But thank you for listening. We really appreciate that. Shout out to your brother. I work with your brother. Shout out to Wesley. But yeah, Thank you, Camila, for listening. And we're sorry.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship. Okay. I'm going with the Kabuki Warriors. I'm not going to even waste time.
I don't know, because I love Indy and Candice so much. I love much, me too. But
I would love to see Indy win a championship, but
it's going to be Io and Kairi.
Yeah, I don't see.
I think.
No, Asuka and Kairi.
No. Oh, yeah, Asuka and Kairi. I don't know why I was thinking Io. I saw Io in the back.
It's a picture placement.
Yeah.
Yeah, whoever made these pictures, they were wilding out. Okay, anyways, so, yeah, we're not going to talk too long about it. We love Indy Hartwell. We love Candice LeRae. Eventually, one day, they're going to make a great tag team, and they're even going to make great tag team champions, or even probably multiple time tag team champs. But now isn't that time. Today isn't that day. And I think with Bayley and Dakota set to fight Asuka and Io next Friday, not saying it's for the championships, but I don't think the damage control story is over yet.
Me either.
I think the Kabuki Warriors are going to roll through them this week, and they're going to continue their reign. They're going to keep it moving. I saw Io is 200 days champ, though.
Congratulations.
Good job. Good job, Io. Good job. Okay, so let's move on, because that one's pretty simple. I'm not going to lie to you. We're going to talk about the next championship match that we got. Go ahead and read out who's going to be in the championship match, and you can go ahead and tell us who you think is going to win.
Okay, so we have Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax for the Women's World Heavyweight Championship. And I think, simple, Rhea's taking it in her home, that she's going to destroy Nia in front of everybody.
That would be impressive. That'd be an impressive win in the Rhea Ripley championship reign. Rhea Ripley's money, man.
Yeah, I think this match will make her like we've talked about it before. Rhea kind of was turned. I said that Rhea's kind of turning into a Roman, where it's more of her character holding her up than the championship reign. She hasn't had like a match other than like with Charlotte that's been like, dang, she's a good champ, or she is the girl. Like,
it's been all Judgment Day, all story. Which, shout out to the story and shout out to the gimmick. I mean, she's running an entire faction with Dominic Mysterio, Finn Balor, and Damian Priest, which are all three stars in their own right. And she has, I would say, firm leadership over the faction. Damian Priest doesn't really have a say in the leadership as much as he thought he did at the very beginning. It's mommy's world. So this one's pretty simple, I think, too. It's going to be a difficult matchup. It's going to be a very fun matchup to watch. And I think that, like you said, it's going to be the match that puts Rhea Ripley over as a champion. And I think it convinces a lot of people, you shouldn't be looking for Rhea Ripley to lose that championship anytime soon.
Yeah, anytime soon.
Yeah, because that the character work is crazy. I think they're trying to get to WrestleMania with the Judgment Day. And from WrestleMania, I think next year is going to be a very big Rhea Ripley year. That she's going to have some good matches. I think that's when they're really going to make her work. This year, she's rode off the gimmick. Her character has changed incredibly. I don't know who's going to take the title off her. But, I mean, it's a good character to watch. And I think that we're happy to have her. Nia Jax isn't winning. Rhea Ripley's retaining in Australia, her homeland. And I think that that's all we got to say about that. What about you? What do you think?
I think Rhea's taking it, because I think she's not gonna drop it before WrestleMania, because I feel like this WrestleMania is gonna be her WrestleMania, because we know last year was the year of Rhea Ripley. Like, she won the Royal Rumble, she beat Charlotte, all this stuff. I think that she's gonna keep it for. Until WrestleMania, depends who wins the Elimination Chamber match. Because all the women in the Elimination Chamber match are, like, worthy. of going towards Rhea would be a good matchup with Rhea. But there's not like one that would be like, ooh, I think she's definitely going to be taking it off.
That being said, let's move into the women's elimination chamber match. Guys, this is live Saturday, February 24th, 5 a.m. Eastern. That is 4 a.m. in the United States. Well, on the Eastern. Well, yeah, I think it's 4 a.m. for us, right? Yeah. Is it 4 a.m.? Or is it 5 a.m.? Guys, what's happening?
I'm just going to stay up till 4 a.m.
Are we missing something? Oh, no, it is 4 a.m.
Oh, wow. What the heck?
Okay.
Anyways,
okay. It looks like I'm staying up all night.
Real?
Honestly, I think so. So, let's have some fun. Okay, so guys, we got the Elimination Chamber in Perth, Australia, 4 a.m. It's going to be a party, February 24th. I actually have a package coming in soon from Temu.
Oh?
Shout out to Temu. That was random, but shout out to Temu. Like, it comes in today or tomorrow, something like that. The 24th rang a bell for that reason. Streaming exclusively on Peacock, guys, in the United States and WWE Network everywhere else. Rhea Ripley, Nia Jax, I'm going Rhea.
Rhea.
And we're moving into the Women's Elimination Chamber match. Guys, we got... Go ahead and read them off.
Oh, I'm so excited for this one. We have Bianca Belair, Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan, Tiffany Stratton, Raquel Rodriguez, and the returning Naomi.
Who do you think is going to win? Who do you want to win? As you said, everybody is a contender. Everybody in here could win. I think all the way down to Tiffany Stratton, who's 24 years old. Imagine that. Imagine Tiffany winning and going and challenging Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania.
Oh, can we talk about that immediately.
Tiffy? Yeah, go for it.
Let's
start with Tiffy.
Yeah, let's start with Tiffy. I was telling Darren earlier while we were watching Raw, I've told him a couple times, Tiffy has only been signed to SmackDown for like maybe 3 weeks tops, 2 weeks tops.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
And she's already getting pay-per-view matches. That takes a lot even to be, like, involved and being immediately put into the contenders picture. Which means Triple H sees something in her, sees that she can be a star.
At that age, too, because I figured that they kind of dwarfed Austin Theory's run because of his age, but... Tiffany Stratton seems to be going to the top of the card as a female contender and a women's world heavyweight championship contender. And that is impressive because at 24, 25 years old, coming up from the main roster, from NXT, how long ago?
Like 2 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, something like that. Like, these are big matches. This is valuable TV time. Her moveset is impeccable. Her ring work is great. The character is amazing. What is it? The center of the universe.
The center of the universe.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but Tiffy, will she win? Does she win? Can she win? It would be a stretch. I'm not going to lie. It would be a stretch to have her win, but you could make a star.
For sure.
Coming out of Perth, Australia. I hope that is what the surprise is.
I would like it. I would love to see Tiffy go. I'd love to see Tiffy Mania. But I think the winner...
Let's go. Shout out Tiffy Mania.
Possible winner are the bottom three.
Yeah. I mean, most likely, right? Most people would think so. Read off those bottom three.
The bottom three being Liv Morgan, Becky Lynch, or Bianca Belair. Which also Naomi is a possible because she just returned... You know, they might want to get her, like, up there while she's back and stuff.
I don't see Tiffy. I do see Tiffy. I don't see Naomi.
I don't really see Raquel, but that's just, like, I want to see Raquel, though.
I don't see Raquel because she just came back. It would be kind of... I mean, I guess you're right. Yeah, everybody does kind of have a chance because Naomi could win... They introduce her to the Bloodline story, and all of a sudden you got TV gold.
For sure.
My thing died. My iPad died. So let's share your phone. Just put it in the middle. Put it up against this thing right here. And we can just So yeah, like I said,
there we go.
Everybody has a chance to win this one. Naomi, you could include her in the bloodline. You have gold there. Raquel, newcomer, you know, going to be a huge star, whether she beats Rhea Ripley or not.
And she almost beat Rhea at Payback. I think it was Payback. She almost beat Rhea. She was this close to beating Rhea without an interruption.
And then, and in NXT, they had like legendary feuds as well, I think, yeah. If I'm not mistaken. Tiffy, as we talked about, I mean, Tiffy could very much win, become a overnight star, go from probably somebody that fans are only annoyed by to a week later, she might be the biggest thing in wrestling. You know what I mean? At least in the women's division. Liv Morgan, you know the history with Rhea.
Rhea actually was the one who started this Liv, because Liv's revenge tour that her just started tour. That starts because of Rhea. Rhea injured her when she was at like quote unquote her best.
Oh yeah.
She took 6 months off of her career, and then what's it called? Also last year taking the Royal Rumble from her.
Yep. Liv was number two. Three. Yeah.
She was
in, and she was the last one.
Yep.
Before Rhea. Yeah, okay. And then you got Becky Lynch, the man.
Becky Lynch.
WrestleMania you can't spell WrestleMania without the man.
True. And Becky and Rhea would be such a dream match for me. Cause both like she said. That would be a
big time match.
Both from foreign like countries, and they both went and made their names big. They came up by themselves, no family name, nothing, and they made themselves the biggest in the division.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I think a lot of people like Becky Lynch so much.
Yeah, and she just has that fire. Mm-hmm. She can get with the crowd easily, and I think it would look cool if her and Seth had the matching belts.
That would be cool too. And Bianca Belair.
Where did EST we even start?
Of WWE. You can't spell WrestleMania without EST either, so.
Man, Bianca and Rhea would be such a good, the two covers of WWE 2K24. Like, that'd be cool to have at WrestleMania.
It's gonna be, so there's rumors that Bianca Belair and Tiffy might be entering a feud, or they might be trying to get Tiffy into a feud with Bianca Belair for WrestleMania. Again, big matches for Tiffany Stratton. Valuable TV time, valuable spots. Like, these are big spots for this young wrestler, and it's always cool to see the women's evolution, because there's so much to do. There's so much to see. There's so many stories that haven't been done. There's so many different unique stories, because men and women are different. So there's different problems. There's different issues. There's different beefs. You know what I mean? Different context and substance to go after and go on. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to see what the next few years amount to, as the women continue to steamroll to, you know, the top of their game. Who do we think's gonna win? That's the thing, is who wins this thing?
I have no
who
idea.
Who takes it?
But I think,
I guess at this point, you gotta look at it. What story do you want to see the most?
True.
Going forward to WrestleMania.
But I think Bianca and Tiffy will be too focused on each other, based on what happened this Friday, what just happened tonight.
Tiffy smacked her in the mouth.
Yep. So I think that might be something that them two are focused on that might cost them the match.
Okay.
Liv and Raquel, they're tag partners. Liv could easily just go after Raquel. And then they all have something they can focus on. I think
people would get distracted. Who's easily the only one with nothing to distract them? Naomi? Becky?
Naomi and Becky, I think.
So you think more likely it would be Becky or Naomi. I so I can't tell you who I think is going to win for certain, but I can tell you who I want to win.
Same. I have two picks.
I was going to say I have two as well.
Either Becky or Liv.
And mine are Tiffy and Liv.
I think...
But Liv's story is just... It would be great.
Yeah.
Liv's story would be a great... It would be a great WrestleMania run between Liv and Rhea.
My girl deserves her WrestleMania moment already. Not being in a tag team. Not like...
Not Money in the Bank.
Not Money in the Bank. Just have her moment. Like... How are you going to put her in every single Elimination Chamber match since 2019 and then have her win none of them? I feel like this year is going to be Liv's year.
She would look good with that belt.
She would. They need to make her champ again. They can't just cheat her out like they did the last time.
She would look good with that belt. But so would Tiffy. So would Becky. So would Bianca. So would Naomi. So would Raquel.
Dang it. I don't know.
So, my heart wants Tiffany Stratton. My gut and the booker in me is going to go with Liv Morgan. I want to see Liv's revenge tour, you know, complete itself at WrestleMania. Cody's not the only one with the story to finish.
Dang it.
So, I want Tiffy, but I think Liv.
And I think it's going to be... Hold on. There you go. I think Becky, but I want Liv. Because I think Liv at WrestleMania is just picture perfect.
Like, yeah, I think it makes the most... It would make the most sense to do
the
Liv. But Becky is pushing very strong for that match.
She is, but...
She's on her tail.
Who has, like, more chemistry, more... Stuff with Liv More Morgan history. Is actually the last woman to pin Rhea Ripley.
It seems like it'll line up, like it's lining up, right? It seems like it's all there, it's all in the cards, and that would be cool. It would be cool for a little bit, do something new.
For sure.
Liv and Rhea would be cool. Liv and Rhea would be a good match.
Former partners.
Man, and to know, like, Becky Lynch is as big as she is, she's probably, you know... I don't think she's at the top of her game right now in the sense that, not that she's declining, not that she's not great, not that she's not performing on peak cylinders, but what I mean is character-wise, I think there's other people with better stories right now.
Yeah.
I think that might be the case. I think there's other more exciting things to do than the man Becky Lynch versus, you know, getting another WrestleMania moment. Liv Morgan versus Rhea, that's something I want to see, and that's where I hope it goes. Last match,
this is also Becky's first Elimination Chamber match.
And Bianca won last year, trying to go for the back-to-back.
No, she didn't win last year.
Yeah, she did. They talked about it on SmackDown. They said she won in 2020, she won 2022.
I was about to say, last year was Asuka.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because she went to fight Bianca.
Okay, shout out Asuka. Okay, so good catch. Next match and last match, the final match, we got the men's Elimination Chamber. Turn your phone this way.
I have a better picture in my phone.
Okay, yeah, the men's Elimination Chamber. Guys, remember, this is Elimination Chamber in Perth, Australia. We got February 24th at 5 a.m. Eastern. That still blows my mind, bro. That still blows my mind. I'm about to find out for sure. Mia, do you have a... we're using your phone, but...
I have my iPad.
Okay, pull up Peacock or, you know what I'm saying, something, and figure out what time exactly this thing is at, because for some reason, I'm not trusting these graphics. These graphics say February 24th, guys, live, Saturday, 5 a.m. Eastern. 5 a.m. Eastern? So at 4 a.m., bro?
Well, what time is it in Australia right now?
I don't know. That's a good...
Hold on.
What time is it in Perth, Australia right now? 1:22 p.m. in Perth. So that means in 5 hours, 6 hours, they're going to be getting ready to kick off.
It says 1 a.m. So in 6 hours
for us... Nah, that don't make no sense, bro.
It says WWE Elimination Chamber Perth tomorrow at 1 a.m. 5 hours, the road to WrestleMania.
No, okay, yeah, no, it starts at 1 a.m. So that's like okay. The kickoff show and everything like that. So the kickoff show usually lasts two, I don't know, bro.
How long is a kickoff show, like, normally?
An hour?
An hour?
Guys, what are we doing, guys? Guys, what are we doing here?
I love Aussies.
What is happening?
I can do a great Australian accent, guys. I can pass as an Aussie.
Guys, I'm not sure. The WWE has me very...
They're tripping.
They have me very, very bewildered. They have me very flabbergasted.
Real.
They got me...
Scandalous.
They got me feeling in the middle of a conundrum.
Excuse me?
Are we staying up for 2 hours?
I am.
Well, I'm going to be up at 1 a.m. I'm going to be up till 1 regardless.
Real.
Like, for sure, for at 1 a.m. I'll be up.
I'll be getting out of the shower at 1 a.m.
So, that being said, I guess at 1 a.m. we'll figure out what's happening on Peacock.
Yeah, I'll come invade your room.
Shout out to Caitlin Clark, bro.
Oh, that was everybody. Random. Okay.
Slay. Sorry. Shout out to Caitlin Clark. Speaking of Peacock, breaking the women's college basketball all-time scoring record. Legendary stuff, guys. We appreciate legendary stuff. Hopefully one day we should do it. We should do a podcast episode on her.
For sure. We can get Kinley on. Kinley, shout out to Kinley. Kinley loves Caitlin Clark. That's her girl.
Shout out to Kinley. Yeah, because, I mean, bro, we appreciate Caitlin Clark as an athlete. A woman who can shoot the lights out of the gym. Respect, man. We respect it. And so, like we said, the men's elimination chamber, I guess we'll let y'all know, guys. We'll let y'all know next month what ends up happening. I don't know when we're going to return to regularly scheduled programming as far as the regular sports and entertainment podcast. I don't know what we're going to do before we get to the fantasy football season. So I guess we'll figure it out. We got a lot of music coming soon. We got a lot of music coming soon. So go follow my Spotify at DIG. Go follow True Spotify at TRUE. True JB. True Rilo. Tone G. Go follow the team. You know what it is. Rumble at Designed I Gifted. Let's talk about the men's elimination chamber match. Live Saturday, February 24th at who knows what time.
Sometime.
Sometime in the morning. Sometime after midnight. That's all I know. Who do we got in that match, Mia?
Okay, so we have the United States champion, Logan Paul, Kevin Owens. Hello.
K-O.
LA Knight, the Almighty Bobby Lashley, the Viper Randy Orton, and the Scottish Warrior Drew McIntyre.
I just want to say something. KO shouldn't... I thought it should have been Dominic Mysterio.
It should have been Dom. No hate towards Owens.
Towards KO.
I still have beef with him for ruining Ezekiel's whole career. That was my guy. But it should have been Dom.
It should have been Dom strictly for the fact that Dom's in-ring is just on, like... Better. How are you going to not have him?
How are you going to have the whole Judgment Day there and not have?
I guess he'll play a role somehow in probably Rhea's match or something, but he's going to come out in some capacity. This one, guys, for me is pretty simple because I'm not going to abandon my guy again.
Your streak.
Like I did last week. No, I didn't, right? Who did? Oh, Cody. Cody. I chose against Cody, and he ended up winning last time, right?
With what?
The Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah.
Who did he beat?
All 29 other people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I chose. The Royal Rumble. Who did I choose?
Well, no, you didn't break it because Logan was fighting Kevin at the Royal Rumble.
No, I didn't break it with Logan. I broke it with Cody. Okay. I ended up choosing.
Oh, you said CM Punk.
I ended up. And
dang, that was so sad.
Oh man, that'll be another hour right there. But
they had mom crying.
CM Punk, man, tore the tricep, lost his WrestleMania moment, should have won the championship, didn't end up winning. That was crazy. But shout out to Cody Rhodes. I did go against Cody, broke my streak with Cody, guys. I can't believe I did it either. But whoa.
They said that CM Punk was supposed to win the Royal Rumble, but because he got injured mid-match because of Drew, I have the biggest beef with Drew right now, man. They changed it last minute. So that's why it was all kind of like crazy.
This one is going to be simple for me though. I'm going to go with Logan. I want to see Logan win another championship. Logan two belts. Logan two belts, Paul. Bring Jake to the WWE.
No, please.
Paul brother takeover. Let's do it. Please, let's go. No. Let's run it.
Don't do that to me.
Nah, but there's as simple as I want to make this one. Just real quick, do you have a simple answer?
No.
Okay, so let's talk about everybody then. My answer is Logan, and it's not going to change regardless of how much we talk about Kevin, how much we talk about LA Knight. I love LA Knight. Huge LA Knight fan.
Me too.
But not over Logan Paul. Logan Paul is the internet, bro. You know what I'm saying? Bobby Lashley would look crazy with that title.
For sure. Now he would look dope with that title.
Yep. Randy Orton getting his 15th championship win or 16th. What would it be?
16th.
16th championship win. Tying John Cena, bro. That would be epic. That'd be epic TV. Drew McIntyre. He would deserve a championship shot against Seth Rollins at WrestleMania.
That's the thing. I don't know.
He's doing great heel work right now.
Yeah. Like, I want it to be like Randy. Because I love Randy. I want it to be Randy. But I think it's going to be Drew.
Man, Randy and John would have some stuff cooking. If Randy won another championship and became a 16-time champion, him and John are going to have some stuff cooking. They're going to have a big story. One final hoorah. It's going to be crazy. I can't wait. But Drew, Randy, Bobby, those three alone, all massive dudes, all 6'5", all 250 pounds. All championship material. LA Knight, the Yeah Movement, fastest rising star on the main roster at this point after Tiffy. KO, established veteran. Could hold a championship, stacked resume, full career, long career. Came from the indies, came from nothing, ended up being, you know, a long-term superstar. Fought Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania, got handed the torch, basically, to become the next Stone Cold. Does good work. He does great work. He's great in the ring, great on the mic. And then, of course, the Maverick, Logan Paul, where... You might not think it's possible, but he could. But I know one thing for sure about tomorrow's match is Logan Paul's going to deliver a moment.
For sure.
He's going to jump off like he might climb onto the top of the elimination chamber like Montez and do the same shit that Montez did. Hey, and that would be epic.
This is a family-friendly show.
Sorry. Sorry guys, we can't go back and edit that. It's too late. The show starts too early. So Logan's gonna deliver a moment. LA Knight, as much as I would like to see him get a championship, this isn't his match. I don't think. Bobby Lashley's always a factor. He's always dangerous. Don't think it's his match. Randy Orton getting 16 championship wins. Now that interests me. Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins. Now that interests me.
But I don't know if I want Seth to lose the championship yet.
Logan Paul at WrestleMania against
Seth
Rollins. That interests me, bro. That month of TV would be... Oh, but they've already fought.
That's why he said he was going to rematch him.
He took the... The United States Championship off him?
No, he took it off of Ray.
Oh, we've talked about this, right?
Yeah.
I'm going Logan. I'm not gonna change my pick. It's not that hard for me.
I want it to be Randy. Because if I want anybody to beat Seth at WrestleMania, which I don't want anybody, but if I had to choose, Randy.
Randy would with that belt would be fire. I'm not gonna lie.
But Drew McIntyre and Becky Lynch are the fan favorites to win the Elimination Chamber.
WWE's always gone their own ways in a lot of matches that I preferred different. Who am I to tell them? But please, no.
Please.
Please, no. Don't Becky's a stale chip right now. I love Becky.
You can talk about my girl, but her, you can't talk about your tribal chief with his stale chip too. The stale bag of chips.
Nobody sees it, but I'm acknowledging our tribal chief right now. My little sister is speaking blasphemous on the head of the table, and he's going to send Solo Sikoa after you, and I can't stop him. Or Jimmy. No yeet.
Guys, I love Jimmy.
No, so, like I said, Becky, we all love Becky. Her, I mean, bro, her drip is crazy. You know, her character work is crazy. Her promos are crazy. Her in-ring is, it's there. You know what I'm saying? She's everything that you need. But I feel like she had her run.
I missed it.
You did miss it. But I feel like, and so did I. For the most, nah, I caught like 5 years, but it was cool.
I caught like 5 years.
It was cool. It was cool. She had like a 7-8 year run. Like it was fire, but I caught most of it. She was doing her thing. But Becky, if you give me the option between Liv Morgan or Becky Lynch taking on Rhea, both are great matchups. I'm going Liv Morgan because it's new, it's fresh. I wanna see it. I wanna see the Liv Revenge Tour. And I want to see Liv with that championship. That would be crazy.
Me personally,
she could lose it She could lose it on Monday.
No, after, because that made me sad.
She could lose it Monday after WrestleMania. Granted, it might ruin the moment, but what I mean when I say that is like, I wouldn't be 100% totally invested in Liv Morgan keeping the championship for like a completely long time. Just winning it. Just getting the moment.
Becky or Liv, I'd be fine with whoever, because Liv's my girl.
I think the WWE is really sticking to long championship runs right now, and I think they want whoever is gonna knock their champions right now to be somebody of substance, and somebody like, you know, a Bron Breakker, you know, a Cody Rhodes, who, you know, and maybe not even a Cody Rhodes. I don't know if Cody's the guy to prevent Roman from getting that 1,000 wins.
If they want a champ that's going to be long and be a hardworking champion, just like Seth, it's Becky. Because Becky, with her NXT title run, she defended it every week, every day. She fought on Raw, she fought on NXT, she defended it against anybody who lined up. Her title defense or her title reign, like, she defended it more than Rhea has.
My question
and Roman.
My question, you're always taking shots at Roman, bro. That's crazy. That's crazy. You're gonna get yourself in trouble with him, bro. I don't even got nothing to do with that. But the thing about, I mean, at the end of the day, pull it back up. At the end of the day, there's so many good Becky, whether Becky wins or not, I don't know how we ended up back in the Elimination Chamber match for the women, but
which one do I pull up?
It was the men's chamber. We were talking about the women, but like I said, a lot of good stories, man. We were talking about Liv and Becky because we were talking about Drew and Becky being the possible winners, and we ended up talking about how we want the fresh thing. Logan Paul, too fresh. I'll give you that. It's not going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think that Logan Paul is going to come into the game and within a year become a double champ. Be a great story. It'd be a great memory for the WWE as a whole. You'll never forget those 2, 3, 4, 5 years that Logan Paul was here. I've always said it. Give him 10 years, he becomes one of the greatest of all time. But give us something new, whether it's LA Knight. LA Knight and Seth.
Has that happened yet? No, right?
Mm-mm. But would you want to see that? Or do you think that's a waste of a WrestleMania
run? I think that's a waste of a WrestleMania run.
I'm not going to lie. It's not LA.
They missed it last year.
They missed it. But you weren't going to have him beat Roman.
Yeah, but like, they could have gave him a WrestleMania spot, guys. How are you going to have a WrestleMania in LA without LA Knight?
That's crazy. Like, yeah, for real. I couldn't believe that either. But, you know, the Vince McMahon thing, like, it was kind of a...
Whoa there.
Everything was on fire on his way out. So there's a lot of bad decisions. I think he took over night two and et cetera. I mean, it was just we're happy that there's a clean slate going into WrestleMania this year. That way we can just enjoy pure sports and entertainment and just enjoy, man. WrestleMania is a month away.
Ew.
2 months away.
The heck?
No, a month and a half away.
Guys, now be my...
That's crazy. WrestleMania is a month away. But like we said, at the end of the day, there's six people that could possibly win. There's Kevin Owens. There's Drew McIntyre. There is LA Knight. There's Logan Paul. There's Bobby Lashley. And there's Randy Orton. Randy Orton with the 16 wins. Or Logan Paul going for double champ. Maybe. And then I think Drew McIntyre, Bobby Lashley, LA, KO in that order. But I'm definitely going to go for Logan. I'm rooting for Logan. I pick Logan. And if not Logan, I'm going Randy.
Yeah, I'm going Randy.
You're going Randy number one?
Yeah. If not Randy, right. Drew.
Okay. I mean, and I think we're just going to have to finish it. I never stopped it, but hopefully it caught everything. at the end of the day, whoever wins, it's going to be a good matchup. I'm going Logan. I'm going Liv Morgan. I'm going the Kabuki Warriors. I'm going Rhea Ripley. And I don't know what's going to happen in the Grayson Waller effect.
And I'm going Randy, Liv, Kabuki Warriors, and Rhea Ripley.
And Rhea. So the fact that there's only five segments, four matches, those Elimination Chamber matches are going to be crazy.
And Rhea main eventing?
She's main eventing? Yeah, oh, in her home. Damn. That's going to be crazy, bro. I wonder what her pop is going to be like. She's going to get a crazy pop.
Crazy.
It's going to be wild. So, guys, Perth, Australia, 4 a.m. Get ready to wake up here in about four hours, Mia. Probably less than that. Or actually, you're not going to sleep. I'm probably not going to go to sleep either. So,
me either.
We'll be here, guys. We'll be here. I'm going to go ahead and upload this thing, export it, upload it, get it ready for everybody. Put it out on Spotify. It'll be out here in a couple hours. I'm not looking forward to this, but I am at the same time. So we had a few options. We could have done it at 7 p.m. We could have done it at 12 p.m. Or we could have done it at 4. But we're going to do it at 4. Let's get it. Let's do it. Mia, tell everybody later.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
All right, guys. We will catch you next month. Make sure to tune into the WWE's premium live event, Elimination Chamber, in Perth, Australia, February 24th, 4 a.m. in the United States. Peacock and WWE. Anywhere else.